And now this is a dictation for Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, September 29, 37, addresses a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 7751640. Next paragraph, Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mrs. Loomis. Chronic kidney disease comes accompanied with daughter. She has prior aortic valve replacement, follows with cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. She has worsened in dyspnea, apparently from mitral valve disease, but she is not a candidate for open procedure. And with the prior valve surgery, non-invasive procedures are also not able to be performed. She has severe orthopnea. She sleeps in a recliner, almost upright 90-degree position. At the same time, no chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. Overall mobility is decreased. Chronic dysphagia, no changes over time. No vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has chronic incontinence in frequency, urgency, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Minor hoarseness of the voice, which is chronic. Other review system done being negative. I review medications. I'm going to highlight the torsemide metolazone, potassium replacement, aldactone, Coric, diltiazem, Farxiga. Next paragraph, present weight 137. Previously 129. Blood pressure 106.68. No local aortal wheezes. Increases 2 from aortic valve replacement. No pericardial wrap. No gross ascites. 2 plus edema is stable. Next paragraph, chemistry is July. Creatinine 1.5. She's been as high as 2.2. Present GFR 32, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.6, increased PTH 98. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, for the most part is stable over time, no gross progression, some fluctuations over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Present electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus is normal. No need for phosphorus binders. Monitor elevated PTH. Presently no need for vitamin D125. Tolerating present diuretics, potassium replacement, aldactone, and Farxiga. No urinary tract infection. Aortic valve disease, prior replacement. Mitral valve disease that is causing the congestive heart failure. Unable to be fixed either non-invasive or invasive. Monitor chemistries over time, chronic urinary incontinence. Come back in 6 months.